Well, it's Thursday morning, about 12 after 9. That means it's time for me, Adam Lepp, AdamTheComputerGuy.com, on the airwaves discussing information technology topics and other fun stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed the show last Tuesday. We discussed some websites popular throughout the great world of ours, some updates in technology safety, the hoverboard, and some software and general IT security updates every Tuesday and Thursday between about 9:12 a.m. Eastern Time and 10 right after the 9 o'clock features here on Marion's radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Well, we get together and talk technology. We take your phone calls and have an occasional special guest where we can discuss pretty much anything related to telecommunications, computer security, networks at your office or your home or maybe on the road. Taking your phone calls, I do offer free technical support. And one kind of cool thing about me is I'm not a newcomer. I may seem young, but that's only an illusion. I've been in business over 20 years, helping businesses and individuals throughout the great Buckeye State and sometimes even around the world with their computer issues and offering advice, suggestions, and troubleshooting and an occasional assistance during emergencies that comes up in the technologically dominated world that we live in here in 2016. So you can call me if you'd like some advice or have a question about your computers or your network or maybe your smartphone, which isn't being quite as smart as you would like it to be. Give me a buzz here at the studio. I am live at the Marion Center Mall, just south of downtown Marion, OH. Number is 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you if you want to talk technology or you have, again, question, you agree or disagree with something I've discussed during previous shows. Something else we offer is the opportunity to be a guest here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. We can do it remotely by telephone. Yes, we still use the old rotary dial phone here at the studio because it's very reliable. Or by Skype, a more high-tech version of the telephone apparatus. Or you can come right down here to the studio, again, just south of downtown Marion, at the Marion Center Mall, and we can have some coffee and maybe a donut or two and discuss a computer or IT or telecommunications related topic. I can interview you on the air. You can discuss some of your opinions, or we can maybe debate about some of the best devices or maybe some of the devices that aren't quite as good as perhaps people think they are. Many technology items have been in the news of late, so I try to pick ones that I think are going to be universal to our audience. You may have heard about Microsoft ending technical support for the older versions of the Internet Explorer browser. Always looking to making sure people use the most recommended and newest versions, although sometimes I find that the older versions of software, and especially operating systems, are the most reliable. However, Microsoft may not always be along the same line of thought that I am. On Tuesday, they officially ended technical support for the older versions of Internet Explorer, and this could possibly spell some issues for people that have not upgraded to either Windows 10 or the latest version of Internet Explorer. And as I've mentioned before, Windows 10, I don't like it. I guess that would be the polite way of saying it. And so if you don't have Windows 10, what I suggest is that you don't use Internet Explorer. Just download Chrome or Firefox, both of which are free, and all will be well. If you had a question about that, feel free to call me here. I can explain how to download it, how to import your bookmarks and favorites and settings and homepage. It's very simple and won't cost you anything. It's actually kind of fun. Phone number here, 740-383-9944. Internet Explorer 8, 9, and 10 are the ones that will no longer receive technical support and security issues. A Microsoft spokesperson said that beginning on January 12th, that is last Tuesday, only the most current version of Internet Explorer available for a Windows operating system will be supported. Users who don't upgrade to the latest version of Internet Explorer or their new browser called Edge, which is integrated with Windows 10, will, according to Microsoft, be at risk of harmful viruses, spyware, and other malicious software. Although, as I see it, with proper precautions, you can still use the older versions of the browsers, but it is a bit of a case-by-case situation. Again, if you are using an operating system before Windows 10, and as you may have heard me discuss last week, Windows 7 is the one that I use, and I even have some computers still using Windows XP, then just go ahead and use Firefox and Chrome and all will be well. An occasional website might require the use of Internet Explorer, or if you develop websites like I do, you may want to test and see how a website looks in Internet Explorer. And in those cases, using an older version, in most cases, will work. But again, it is case by case, and we do recommend you ask a computer tech person like myself for an opinion on that. If it isn't totally obvious, or you wanted a second opinion, because sometimes it is a bit of a gray area. Microsoft is offering enterprise mode for people using older web applications that work on an older version of Internet Explorer, and that will let them work on the newest version, which we call IE11. So we have Windows 10 and Internet Explorer 11, but of course there was no Windows 9, so some of the counting system issues are a bit confusing, at least on my end. Microsoft feels that supporting an older version of Internet Explorer is no longer viable from a compatibility standpoint, and essentially leaves too many legacy users, that is, users of the older software, or what I might say, the old reliable software, it leaves them vulnerable to a potential security attack. At the same time, the end of this, what we call legacy support, potentially could nudge those same users to upgrade to modern web browsers, and perhaps, as a marketing tool certainly, to buy new computers with a fresh installation of Windows 10, which comes with the new Edge browser. Ian Trump, thankfully no relation to a presidential candidate, he is the security lead at Logic Now. And he said that Microsoft is doing a couple of things with this forced browser retirement and putting to bed some long-standing bad practices. He said that it's insane to think it's profitable to deal with multiple backwards compatibility and security issues for Internet Explorer-only web applications. In some cases, the gaping security holes that need to be plugged in older browsers cannot be plugged. Quantcast, a few months ago, just before Microsoft posted a major upgrade to Windows 10, released some significant market share data on the direction consumers were headed with their browser migration. Now, as I kind of brought up earlier, with the Windows 10 release, Google Chrome was a major benefactor. That is, I'm not the only person who feels that Google Chrome is the best choice. And again, the price is right. It's free. The best choice for the newest versions of Microsoft's Windows operating system. When I've tried using Edge, I find it confusing. Some sites don't work, and sometimes it actually crashes. So I've told my own clients, basically, don't use Edge, and we probably can't use Internet Explorer anymore because they're constantly changing it or forcibly retiring it or making it non-practical to operate. So go ahead and get Chrome, or if you wish, Firefox, because they are somewhat similar, and all will be well. Jackson Newhouse, the software engineer at Quantcast, released some market shares, and Microsoft Edge received a temporary increase to 16% from 12%. But Chrome, catch this out, Chrome got 70% of the Windows 10 market. For Windows 7 and 8, it has 63%. Still pretty good, but 7 out of 10, that's great if you're a quarterback. Unheard of if you're a baseball player, at least a hitter. And if you're a computer or a IT statistician, not too shabby either. Windows 10 users numbered over 200 million, and including in that count were not actual computers or desktop computers per se, but Xbox One consoles and Windows 10 mobile phones. Jackson Newhouse also said that most of the 200 million will be PCs, but Edge lacks support for many plugins that users like to have, limiting its appeal to an Internet Explorer replacement. So as you can see, Microsoft is forcing people to change their software and certainly encouraging people to change their operating system, but not necessarily looking at compatibility and making sure things not only work from a functional standpoint, but from a user-friendly standpoint. So again, just use Chrome or Firefox if you'd like my 2 cents worth. If you'd like to discuss this, maybe you got a new computer for Christmas and you didn't like or didn't understand the operating system, well, feel free to give me a buzz and we can discuss this. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. If you had a question, maybe you didn't understand how to use Edge with some websites, and tell you the truth, I don't either, so don't be afraid to say that, because as much experience as I have, it has given me a couple fits. Then feel free to call and we can discuss it. The number again at the station is 740-383, WWGH, 383-9944. We hope to have a special guest who's actually from Western Europe. Our signal doesn't quite carry that far. I kind of wish it did, but it doesn't. But you can always listen. You can always listen online. And that's anywhere in the world. And not only that, we are currently in the process of making a major upgrade to our website. In fact, one of my jobs here at WWGH is just that, improving the website, making it not only easier to use, but having better information. And you'll see the most recent version of that if you can go to your favorite web browser, be that Edge or Internet Explorer 11, or maybe, again, like me, use Firefox or Chrome, wwgh1071.com. If you would like to be a sponsor of the Adam the Computer Guy show, that would just be awesome. And I can assure you, it's a very good bang for your buck. You will receive sponsorship mentions during my show, during other shows, and during the shows that we replay during times that we don't have a live person in the studio. So feel free to call us at that number, 740-383-9944, or send me an email. You can email me directly, adam@wwgh1071.com. Here at the station, we have many interesting locally produced shows for your entertainment, for your information. A pretty unique lineup, and one thing we often do here is have celebrity guests. We've talked with Marla Gibbs from 227, and of course she played the delightfully sassy maid Florence Johnston on The Jeffersons. Political activist, very interesting person, Dick Gregory has been with us. Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I idolized Mr. Rogers as a kid, including Mr. McFeely. That was interesting. Charlotte Ray from The Facts of Life and Different Strokes. Mrs. Garrett, gotta love her. And a few other guests, with many more in the works. So be sure to listen. The surprises here at WWGH are fun ones indeed. Among our scheduled weekly shows, Marion Today is on Monday morning after the 10 a.m. features with Fran Vohl. Our general manager, Scott Spears, is here Monday through Thursday, noon to 2, with his Now talk show. Interesting guests, an occasional celebrity call, and, of course, always a surprise or two. He encourages you to call him and discuss pretty much any topic. He is a wealth of knowledge and always interesting conversationalist. That's, again, Monday through Thursday, noon to 2. Other shows that we feature are The Sober Joe Show. That's on Friday from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And last but not least, legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster Mr. Charlie Evers is on right after me today between 10 a.m. and noon. Also Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon. And Friday, 1:10 p.m. to 3 p.m. Feel free to visit our website, email us, call us with questions, comments, suggestions. Those are always welcome. We take pride in being your locally owned and operated radio station here in Mid-Ohio, WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Welcome to another technological tidbit with me, AdamTheComputerGuy.com, and my cohort, Mr. Brandon Oak. Today, we're going to discuss some of the apps on your smartphone, which may not be quite as smart as we would like them to be. Brandon's going to kind of go over his favorite and least favorite apps and maybe some tips for you as the end user.
I don't know. Some of my favorite apps, I mean, there's plenty to choose from. I mean, a lot of them, they all have their little bugs now, but my favorite, by all means, is YouTube app. Simply because I can, you know, I can telecast to my TV and play YouTube on my TV, which is really nice, and then I can play other apps because it's a smart TV, so to speak. But, and again, it does have its flaws. It does tend to freeze or will sometimes mess up the TV itself. I don't know. It's just a little bug. You kind of have to expect it when you're dealing with apps on your smartphones or what have you. I mean, there are plenty of apps out there that are just complete junk, that they have high ratings for some odd reason, but they're just terrible. Either they take up too much space, or maybe they're just, I don't know, complete junk. They're just filled with bugs or sometimes even viruses. There is this new app out there called Wallapop. You're meant to be able to sell things on it, and well, it's a great concept, but it doesn't really work because what you end up having is an over saturation of just complete junk. People are trying to sell either for too much or it's just worth absolutely nothing, but they're still trying to sell it. And so you just have this overflow of the same kind of items, and it doesn't work. And even when people say they want to buy something, they end up flaking out and they don't end up, you know, paying for what they say they're going to in the first. So, I mean, it's just, again, a great concept, but it really doesn't work. Let me think. I don't know, another popular app most people use would probably be the Facebook app, but I mean, it's great, but it too has its flaws, especially the Facebook Messenger app. It doesn't work as clean as some people think, and some even, well, has been proven to a point that it does kind of spy on your location. It shares it without you actually knowing it. But, I mean, people still use it for the convenience. I get it. But still, it's got its problems, no doubt.
Well, thank you very much, Brandon. Another interesting suite of insights from our occasional commentator here on the AdamTheComputerGuy.com radio show. If you'd like to be a commentator or a guest on the Adam the Computer Guy show, we welcome that. I like to hear all opinions. If you don't agree with me, that's fine too. We're an open forum, and your insight, your experience, and of course, your opinions are very welcome. Please email me. You can now email me directly at the station, Adam at WWGH1071.com. Last show, last Tuesday, we discussed the top 50 websites in the world. And, of course, there were some surprises. Microsoft wasn't very high. eBay was okay, but not as high as it may have been 10, 15 years ago. And many sites, especially those from Eastern Europe, Russia, for example, due to being a rather high-tech country with a lot of people, were rather high on the list and maybe higher than some more familiar sites here in the good old USA. Today, we're going to go through the current top 100 websites in the United States and just highlight a few of the ones in the lower end of the spectrum and see if there are any surprises. Again, we'd welcome your comments and opinions and suggestions on these countdowns. Phone number, call me today. Give me a call right now. 740-383-9944. Here at the Marion Center Mall, we have a very nice Sears store. Sears.com, the .com version of Sears, is currently at 100 on the top websites in the United States. 97, Salesforce.com, which provides on-demand customer relationship management services. Newegg.com, a very helpful online store to order computer stuff and geeky gadgetry, number 96. Fandango.com will give you showtimes for any movie in any theater in the United States, and you can even purchase tickets, number 92. Nordstrom.com, a fine upscale department store with a famous large shoe selection, number 90. They're headquartered in Seattle. Lowe's.com, number 87. Costco.com, 86. This one's going to increase as we enter tax season. Intuit.com, number 84. Adobe.com, which of course offers all kinds of fun graphics and video and even audio editing software, number 83. See, I don't cook very much. I like to go to restaurants and eat, but for those more inclined to kitchen artistry than myself, allrecipes.com, number 79. Thousands of recipes submitted by home cooks. Xvideos.com. We don't discuss that site, but you probably can figure out what it is. Number 78. USAtoday.com. A great newspaper, which you can also read on the computer screen. Number 77. Forbes.com. A business-type site. Number 76. Dropbox.com, where you can store and share files with your friends, relatives, and business associates, number 75. Number 74, NFL.com. I think that would be a little bit higher, but again, the website world is very competitive, and so there is always a surprise when you look and see how popular things are. Number 74 for NFL.com. Ask.com, a search engine that is losing popularity because, honestly, it really isn't very good. Number 72. VerizonWireless.com, number 71. Of course, that's regional. Verizon is probably bigger here in Ohio than it is maybe in some other states. But 71 is a 50-state ranking. FedEx.com, number 70. ATT.com, another big one here in the Midwest. It's a very large telecommunications company, number 68. CNET.com, a good site for me. I often use that website for material. Number 67. It has reviews, information, opinions, and lots of good buying advice on IT items and, again, telecommunications. SlickDeals.net, which gives you deal alerts and things designed to save you money and save you time. It's always a cool thing where I come from. Kohl's.com, department store site number 63. Groupon, number 62. Seems like it might be a little bit higher because everybody I know seems to use Groupon, but sometimes it depends who it is that you are polling. Hulu.com, also a site that a lot of my friends use, where you can watch TV shows and other fun events online. They have a paid service and things that you can get for free, different levels of paid service. Hulu at 61, Macy's.com, number 59, Pornhub.com, and we're not going to discuss again what that site is, but you probably can figure it out, number 58, Pandora.com, 57, where you can listen to music on demand, make your own station. Also, I think that might be a little bit higher, and I think with some of the changes in the broadcasting business, that's likely to be increasing in the very near future. CapitalOne.com, a large issuer of credit cards, and I am a Capital One customer myself, so I visit this website often, but they have ranked at number 55 as an all-around number in the United States. We mentioned FedEx.com further down the list. UPS.com is coming in at number 51. And let's see here. HomeDepot.com. They have, I think, one of the best websites for not only looking at what's in their stores, what's on sale, but also good advice and some interesting tips you can pick up. Number 50. FoxNews.com, number 49. Comcast.net, another telecommunications company, not too big in this area, but in some places, for example, Pennsylvania, they are huge, and that puts them in at number 48. Office.com, which is related to Microsoft's popular and useful Office software, number 47. Microsoft.com, 44, their main informational site for the software company based in Washington State. WordPress.com, where you can learn more about and download the very popular and useful web editing program WordPress, coming in at number 43. And at number 42, here's one that certainly has dropped of late, AOL.com. Hopefully we can now speak with my associate in Wales, United Kingdom. And speaking of WordPress, he is someone that is quite the expert on that. His name is Nick. I'm going to try to reach him on Skype, and hopefully we can...
Can you hear me?
Nick, I hear you loud and clear. How about that? The magic of technology. You're all the way over in Western Europe, and you sound like you are next door here at the movie theater. How about that? We discussed WordPress earlier, that the WordPress.com website is at number 43. And as I like to say, you are quite the genius at using programming and designing WordPress sites. Why don't you tell us a bit, Nick, what you think about WordPress and why it's become such a popular platform for web development?
Suddenly gone blank my end.
Okay. Can you hear me okay, Nick? Is that better? Let's try to get Nick back on the phone here from Wales, United Kingdom. Can you hear us okay, Nick?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, and you're on the air here at WWGH. What I wanted to ask you, Nick, was about WordPress.
I'm speaking here.
Okay, great. Sorry.
I'll give you a narration about... We seem to have a very big lag.
Okay, well, what I wanted to ask you, Nick, was if you can discuss WordPress and how...
We have a very big lag on what I'm saying.
Okay.
And what's actually coming out your end. We seem to have about a two-minute lag. But I'll just go through WordPress.
Perfect.
And... Let's...
Yeah, Nick is going to discuss with us about WordPress and why he feels it's become such a popular and useful platform for website development.
WordPress, I love the whole thing. I'm hearing myself about 2 minutes late, so I'm going to take my headset off and just talk, and hopefully you can use this, Amazon.
That's perfect.
If you can, then that's good. I use the WordPress because it's good across all platforms, very interactive with everybody, and very easy to use. I've tried other platforms, and the other thing that tends to happen a lot is that platforms die. Basically, you'll have something. We used to have a program called CMSMS, which was CMS made simple, and that actually died sort of after 5 years of use. We found that it was getting bugs, getting hacked, getting affected by things on the servers, and this caused quite a lot of problems for us because suddenly when you end up with several hundred sites built in one format, and then that format becomes unstable, it becomes quite difficult to use. We've gone over to WordPress, and WordPress for the last few years has been working very well. We've found that it has grown with us, and there are a lot of people out there developing various bits and bobs to go on it. So you can put a shop on it, you can put things like just trying to think what else you can do. Search engine optimization can be built in, and quite a few other things, all set within it. Nice slideshows of your business or your properties or whatever you're advertising or talking about. And the whole package tends to be wrapped up in one really good interface, which is then serviced by lots of other people who work as a community, supporting the product and the projects. So that's why we use WordPress. Over to you, and I'll probably hear this coming out of my headphones in about a minute and a half's time.
Okay, let's hope we can work on the lag issues. Nick, you may want to turn down the online listening on the website. Sometimes that isn't quite in sync, but we'll see if we can get this to work. If not, I will certainly find something to say, so feel free to go ahead and start speaking. When you were listening to the show last week, and also on Tuesday, you mentioned about the smartwatch and that you got a really good deal on one through the magic of internet shopping, and you had some interesting insight and opinions on smartwatches and smart wearables. Also, when I discussed about that $5,000 Samsung refrigerator on the last show, you were quite envious, and certainly I was. So if you can maybe give us your perspectives from maybe a European standpoint about the smartwatches and smart wearables, about the Fitbit, which we kind of discuss on every show, as well as what you might think about that $5,000 Samsung smart refrigerator, and if that's something that might be a wave of the future, that would be helpful. I don't know how the technology trends are different in your neck of the woods than they are here in the Midwest and the United States, and your insight as a rather skilled technologist are certainly welcome. So hopefully, Nick, if you've heard me, we can go ahead and kind of discuss that on the show. Let me go ahead and bring over a couple more of the top websites in the United States. Nick, when you're ready, go ahead and chime in, and we'll go ahead and put you on, and we can discuss.
Okay, it'll not be a discussion. It'll be a bit of a narrative, really, because I can't hear you in real time.
Sounds perfect.
I'll start with the Fitbits and things like that. I purchased a Jawbone Up, which is the sort of alternative Fitbit, and it was wonderful. For about 3 months, it told me my sleep patterns and my lack of exercise patterns that I managed to do. And then it died. And, of course, these little things are sealed and solid state, and I have got a new one coming under warranty, but that's the problem with little cheap things. That cost me about £69, which would be about $100, I suppose. The other thing that we find here in the UK, of course, is the difference between dollar prices and UK prices. Quite often, I'll see something on the on a website that'll say, oh, only $100 for a laptop in the States. And the funny thing is, when it arrives here, instead of it being £69, it's £100. So we pay sort of a third more than you do for a lot of stuff. The beauty of things like eBay and being able to buy directly online means that I can buy things straight from, sorry to say this, China. And as you mentioned, I just bought a smartwatch, which cost me £13, about $20.
And it's an amazing piece of technology. Built into it, it's got a mobile phone, Facebook, WhatsApp, web browser, all on a very small phone, which is $20. And it's crazy. It's the equivalent of an Apple Watch. It'll probably only last about 2 months, but at $13 it was good to experiment with and try it out and see what's what. And it's sort of given me a bit more interest in possibly going to a flashier multi-purpose watch that can look at all sorts of things. If we look at the Samsung fridge, I think when they are $299, they'll be brilliant. And I think everybody will have them, and it won't be long. I think 2 or 3 years, we're all going to have totally connected houses. And I think that will happen the same in the States and the UK as well. End of this section.
Thank you, Nick, for some excellent insight, not only as a technology expert, but from the other side of the great world that we live in. We will have Nick on during future shows, and I'm also going to work on some of the communications optimization so that we can discuss items with him in real time and take your telephone calls. How about that? We can speak with my colleague in Wales, UK. Take your telephone calls and have a conversation. Interesting things you'll learn at no charge whatsoever here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Again, feel free to chime in. There's about 11 minutes left of me. Then we have the 10 a.m. top of the hour features, news, sports, weather, some show previews, and an occasional teaser of previous guests. That's coming up, of course, at 10 a.m. And then it's the legendary Charlie Evers show until noon, taking your telephone calls. And Charlie can pretty much discuss anything. Again, feel free to give me a call. Discuss your favorite computer network and computer security issues. The phone number here at the station is 740-383-9944. We were looking at some of the top websites in the United States, and we mentioned AOL.com is number 42. Number 41 is the good old post office, USPS.com, number 41. Etsy.com, there's one that's been increasing of late, a marketplace for individual sellers and creators of handmade or vintage items, as well as art and supplies. Zillow.com, that's a good one for real estate investment and appraisal. It's a little bit controversial because many people feel that the appraisals and information given aren't always accurate, but, you know, it's not perfect. You certainly can't beat the price. It's free. Zillow.com, which launched its beta service about 10 years ago in February of 2006, number 39. Huffington Post, a very interesting news site, one I like to read. Again, can't beat the price. It's free, number 38. BestBuy.com, where you can, again, not only get your Best Buys in the store, but you can shop online, look at products and sales, check store hours, directions, etc. Number 37, Yelp.com, where you can share your reviews of restaurants and, well, even radio stations, even radio hosts and other fun things. They're at number 36, a favorite site of mine, Weather.com, where you can learn about if we're going to get El Nino this week or if winter will actually make an appearance. Number 35. Apple.com. Not the fruit, but the software and hardware company. Number 34. WellsFargo.com. Big site for banking and credit cards. I'm a Wells Fargo customer myself, so I'm certainly in the mix. Number 30. Target.com. The discount department store. Very popular here in the Midwest. Number 29. MSN.com, part of Microsoft. Number 27. Another big banking site, BankofAmerica.com. Number 26. We're going to hear again from my colleague, Brandon Oak, who is in the Central Ohio area. He'll be discussing about some wireless device issues. And then I'll be back to wrap up the show. Feel free to give me a call. There is still time to chime in here Again, the phone number here at the station is 740-383-9944.
Welcome to another Technological Tidbit with me, AdamTheComputerGuy.com, and my cohort, Mr. Brandon Oak. Today we're going to discuss some of the trends in portable computing. Tablets versus notebook or laptop computers, or versus your smartphone. Do we really need to have all three of those devices? And what are advantages of notebooks or laptops over smartphones, over tablets? What are some problems people might have with a tablet? Excellent insight today from my cohort, Brandon. Hopefully it can save you some time next time you need to shop for your favorite electronic gadgetry. Brandon, tell me your own personal experiences of laptops versus tablets versus the full-size tower computer.
Well, over the years, I mean, I've had experience with almost every kind of, you know, tablet or laptop, even a PC or the tower computer, as you mentioned. I gotta say, overall, I prefer the tower computer just because it doesn't, I would say, it just runs better as a whole. You can do more with them. But the big downside is you can't take it with you everywhere you go. Is like that, I think that's really where the laptop is probably the best option between the tablet and the tower. Just for the simple, because the new, especially with newer laptops nowadays, they have the power that matches even what a tower PC can even output. It's just, and then when you go to tablets, yeah, it's great. But I mean, they do have come with serious flaws. For myself personally, I had had this, I bought a tablet off of the internet. I mean, it had all these great reviews. It did what I wanted to do. And I had it for about 4 months. And then somehow the power input, the little pin ended up breaking on the inside. And I didn't realize this. And then I went to go see if I could actually replace this part. And it turns out that nobody makes this part and making it impossible to fix. And has no other way of having power source, because I tried this with by installing a wireless charger, which did not work. And so that was a major flaw that I was completely unaware of, and I don't think many others were either. At least as far as I could tell with reviews and through everything else. So basically what I ended up with was a $200 paperweight, which in the long run, I had all this work from my schooling and stuff on it. It's just, it's gone. And now I've learned to save more, but the point being is know what you're buying and make sure you can actually buy replacement parts for it. Otherwise, you could end wasting a lot of money, even more so than I did. And then so on and so forth. So when it comes right down to it, I would say definitely go with the laptop, especially, you know, for students or anybody on the go who doesn't want to mess with the PC at home all the time. Or if you can afford both, I'd say do both, just so you have a backup of all your information and data. So that way, if you do end up losing one, you have a backup, and then you don't have to start from scratch all over again, back and forth, just a vicious cycle of a technological twister, so to speak.
Adam Lepp! That's me, Adam Lepp. AdamTheComputerGuy.com, your local computer expert and person of interesting opinions and occasional interesting guests. I think we're going to go back to the great United Kingdom and speak with my friend and Mr. Nick again. He wants to talk to you about Bluetooth headsets and, again, some of the good and bad points about these.
Hi, there.
Hi, Nick. Go right ahead and tell us about Bluetooth headsets. Nick's going to tell us about Bluetooth headsets, some of his opinions about these devices as a technology expert and experienced user there in Wales, United Kingdom.
Well, this was just an interesting one over the last couple of weeks as a technology geek. Ordered a Bluetooth headset for my phone and it. The item arrived, and it was a wonderful little thing. It's a totally in-ear Bluetooth headset, or Bluetooth earpiece. And it looks like something that the FBI would use, or
Jack Bauer in 24. It's the tiniest thing you've ever seen. It sits right inside. In fact, a few people thought maybe I was deaf because it looked a little bit like a hearing aid. Anyway, I had this wonderful thing, programmed it up. It linked to my tablet, to my phone, to my PC, and everything could be done via Bluetooth. It was very good. I could answer and end calls. And it had quite a quaint American voice, which would say, you know, hi there, you have a call. And it was very good. Sat in bed with it one night, listening to music on my tablet, and fell asleep with it in. Woke up with a large amount of Chinese going on in my head, and couldn't work out whether it was a dream or really happening. And it turned out that during the night, somehow I'd leant on a button and pressed something, and turned the language of the Bluetooth headset to Chinese, which was quite infuriating. And so everything then for the next 2 days was in Chinese. I left a bad review on the website of the company, and they said, "Oh, we're very sorry, we'll send you express a brand new one. We can't tell you how to change it from Chinese back to American sounding, but we'll send you a new one." So they sent me a new one, which arrived with the Chinese language on it, which was quite entertaining, again, to actually have had the same thing replaced with the same faulty one. But luckily the next day it turned itself into a US voice, and now I've got it working again as a US one. So you've got one happy bunny here in the UK who's listening to his Jack Bauer type headset, and it's working very well. And if it wasn't radio, I could show you an actual image of it, but they're amazing things.
Thank you, Nick, for more interesting perspectives, and always a entertaining and informative and educational anecdote. Never quite know what we'll do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. We speak to people all over the great world of ours, and whether you're in the UK or maybe the next city or right here in Marion, please give me a buzz if you'd like to be a guest on the show, offer a commentary. We can speak with you via Skype or Ma Bell, or you can be right here in the studio, hang out with me, have some coffee and donuts, and we can talk tech. Phone number is 740-383-9944, 40383-WWGH. You've been listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show on Marion's locally owned and operated 24/7 talk station. Good stuff here. WWGH stands for our great president from Marion, Mr. Warren G. Harding. Charlie's up next after the news and features. Don't miss it. There's a man with lots of perspectives and all kinds of things to discuss. Feel free to call him. He loves to speak with listeners. Talk to you on Tuesday at about 12 after 9 a.m. Adam Lipp, AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead.